So in our next segment, WOOC's Guy Schaefer sat down with Cameron Toller, an architect who started an educational youth architect camp and is the volunteer director of Impact for the Open Architecture Collaborative.
I want to start off with the youth education project. Can you talk a little about like what kind of work you're trying to do for the world with this project?
Yeah, so I'll give you a little background first. It started off, one of my old teammates from college started this foundation called the Family First Foundation. And this organization was focused on academics and athletics. So they wanted to promote self-confidence, academic skills, and financial training, et cetera, to children, primarily in the Oakland and Berkeley, Richmond areas, so the Bay Area. They also had, at the same time, an idea to open up a youth center in Oakland. So when I heard of this, they they contacted me, knowing that old friend, that I studied architecture in college. And so they said, "Hey, Cam, I'm getting ready to build this youth center. We need an architect. Like, can you help us find a space, start planning this stuff?" I said, "Yeah, sure." Also knowing at the same time that they wanted to expand their educational program. So we came up with the idea to combine the two. So I said, "How about we do an architecture youth camp where the children are helping to design the youth center?" So the first year, we laid it out. We had 25 kids come out. We held it at UC Berkeley campus, my alma mater, and got all the kids to get onto a college campus so that they got that exposure. We took them to various sites in Oakland, showing them different styles of building. We had some scavenger hunt type of activities where they had to find different types of construction and, you know, kind of figure out like what kind of neighborhood they were in, who this neighborhood was built for, and like how they felt in that space. And then we also had the kids brainstorm ideas on what would they want in their youth center. So the final project, at the end of the week, the kids all built a small scale model and had some diagrams and some collages that would tell a story of if they got to design their own youth center and that they would use, you know, throughout the year, what would be in it. So these kids really surprised everyone when they go from, you know, started the camp on Monday, knowing barely what architects do, to being able to design a whole and design program for a whole youth center, and then build a model that like really told a story of kind of where they're coming from and the things that they thought were important to them, and then also the things that they didn't necessarily know they were missing, but through the camp they got exposed to, and it was cool to see the things that we taught them and the things that they learned kind of show up and manifest in this kind of collaborative design that they made themselves.
Did you find that the designs made by kids seemed different from designs made by grownups?
Yeah, they're usually more simple, but kind of more refined in a way. Like sometimes we get, too complex and we don't think about the smaller, smaller details. I think a big critique of a lot of designers and architects is you design a school, but no one ever talks to the kids or no one ever talks to the teachers. And that happens far too often. So the kids are designing spaces that they're familiar with and the spaces that for a population that they know a lot about and have a lot of experience in. So that, and they're also, a lot more fun spaces. Like we always kind of get reeled in by, I don't want to call it reality, but adulthood maybe, and we're not putting slides inside of our classroom and we're not having a aquarium inside of the gym. It's for practical reasons like money, but the kids' designs, they have it all. They have movie theater, they have a stargazing room, they have interactive floors that they can draw out their plans on.
That sounds like an amazing center. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I wanted to go there myself. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of the kids, they had some special things, and I think seeing those minds just kind of grow and kind of blossom is, I guess, the reason that I do volunteer that time to get the kids out and make creative things. Like, it's things I really enjoyed as a kid. And so, yeah, I just hope other kids get to enjoy the same things.
Now, I want to talk a little about the Open Architecture Project as well. What kinds of projects do you wind up working with through that?
Yeah, so we typically, we partner up with a community organization, whether that be an organization like Red Rabbit, who is they make, you know, fresh lunches for schools, fresh nutritious lunches for schools. For them, we did a staff lounge area where really made it not only a place for the staff to come and work, but a place for them to come and like kind of have a space that's theirs. So they're not just going to work, but going to a place that feels more homey and more welcoming to them. We also have a project which we're working on currently with the organization called Urban Pathways. And with them, they do transitional housing for formerly homeless people. The project we're doing with them is a community garden, and we're working collaboratively with the residents of the apartment complex. Some have mental disabilities, some are homeless, and this is their first time inside of a stable home environment for a long time. And we're getting to work, kind of one-on-one, face-to-face with this population. And they're, showing us fascinating things and ideas as well.
Does the design process with projects like this feel different from the design process elsewhere in architecture?
Yeah, there's a lot more back and forth. I mean, there's still, I guess, one of the similarities is that there's a lot of iterations and kind of drafts and semi-drafts and final drafts and second final drafts. This one feels different because we have more than one client. We were really trying to design the space for a wider population. It's cool because, we get the complex probably has 35 residents in it, and we're getting to work with like 15 residents that are, really engaged and want to be a part of it and want their input heard. So it's a fun challenge trying to balance everyone's opinions and wants and needs, and then fold it into a design that's cohesive and welcoming and well designed.
Thank you so much for answering all these questions and telling us about these awesome projects that you're working on. I want to just have one final question. Do you have any words of advice for young architects who are trying to use their architecture skills to make the world a better, more just, more inclusive place?
Yeah, I guess the most scary thing for me doing any project is actually doing it. But once you take that first step, and whether it's making a table or starting an organization or starting an architecture camp, I think, it's not as scary once you start it. So get out there, start it, find some like-minded people that want to do the same. And yeah, believe me, there's, tons of these people out there that are probably, scared of starting it as well. But I think, just getting out there, taking that first step and going after it will get you there eventually.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Cameron.